Bonsoir et bienvenue à notre réunion du conseil pour le canton de Harrington pour le mois de juin. Veuillez noter que cette séance est en cours d'enregistrement et à cet effet, pour la meilleure résolution de l'enregistrement, nous vous demandons d'observer le silence durant la présentation. Good evening and welcome to the council meeting for the Township of Harrington for the month of June, covering our activities of May. Please be advised that this session is being recorded. In order to provide the best resolution of the recording, please remain silent during the presentation. We will go forth with roll call. Chantal Scapino.
Present.
Julie James.
Present.
Danielle Saint-Ange.
Present.
Richard Cracker.
Present.
Jerry Clark.
Present.
And our Rob Dewar is absent with regret tonight. We are accompagnés par Monsieur Steve Deschênes, notre directeur général, et nous avons le bénéfice d'avoir notre directrice finance adjointe, Luce Tremblay, avec nous autres ce soir.
A standing ovation.
We would like to remind you that there are two question periods on our agenda to allow citizens to ask us questions at the beginning and at the end of each meeting. Maximum time allotted for each question period is 15 minutes. Please limit your questions to three. Those who wish to discuss a personal or legal situation will be asked to meet with council after the meeting to provide your name and phone number to allow for us to follow up confidentially on your inquiry. Nous aimerions vous rappeler qu'il y a deux périodes pour permettre les citoyens à soumettre leurs interrogations, soit au début et vers la fin de la réunion. La durée maximale de chaque période de questions serait limitée à 15 minutes. Veuillez limiter vos questions à 3. Si vous avez une question touchant une situation personnelle ou légale, veuillez s'il vous plaît nous voir après la réunion pour nous permettre de prendre vos coordonnées pour faire un suivi de votre situation d'une façon confidentielle. Since our last meeting, we have attended the MRC regular meeting of June 11th, the MRC Cultural Committee of June 9th, the CDSA meetings of May 21st and 27th, Harrington work session for council on June 10th, and the press conference held at the Golden Age Center on May 28th associated with the implementation of a program for the benefit of our vulnerable senior citizens, coordinating and providing local services at this center in Harrington, which will be introduced under the title Rouge Valley Days, coordinated by Four Corners, with services situated at the Harrington Golden Age Center. Period. The official kickoff of these new services was on June 11th, which was, by all those who participated, successful. Depuis notre dernière réunion, nous avons participé à la réunion régulière MRC du 11 juin, le comité consultatif culturel de la MRC le 9 juin, les réunions concertation développement social d'Argenteuil le 21 et 27 mai, la session de travail à Harrington pour le Conseil le 10 juin, et nous avons participé à la conférence de presse le 28 mai au Centre d'âge d'or de Harrington relatif au projet en cours par l'Université de Québec, département de services sociaux relatif à fournir des services à Harrington pour nos citoyens vulnérables ou aînés. La première journée de service, le 11 juin, où la population a été reçue à ce centre par les intervenants offrant des services. Une journée de réussite à ce niveau. As for this new service offering, we are also pleased to announce that this program has received funding by the MRC to cover the expenses associated to the first 3 years of operation. The coordination of this program is being managed by Four Corners. En ce qui concerne le financement de ce programme de recherche universitaire, nous sommes contents d'annoncer qu'ils ont réussi à obtenir le financement associé à la coordination du programme prévu à Harrington pour les trois premières années d'opération. Last month, we confirmed we were proceeding with an agreement with Arundel for first responders services on our territory. We erroneously confirmed that the number of addresses that would benefit from this new service was limited to 571 homes. However, upon review of the territory that is applicable, this has been corrected and increased to 1,241 homes. The total number of homes in Harrington is 1,598. To note, the statistics associated to this territory is 104 calls from Harrington for the 3-year period of 2022, 2023, and 2024. Le mois dernier, nous avons confirmé notre entente avec Arundel relatif au service des premiers répondants sur notre territoire de Harrington. En erreur, nous avons confirmé que le nombre de résidences applicables à cette nouvelle offre de service était 571. Cependant, suite à revalider la couverture, nous confirmons qu'effectivement 1241 résidences seront couvertes par sur le total de 1598. Ce étant dit, le nombre d'interventions qui ont eu lieu nécessitant ce type de service est de 114 appels d'urgence pour les années 2022, 2023 et 2024. This evening, we will be presenting the Harrington Financial Report for 2024. Our presentation this evening is limited to the highlights. We have a 7-page summary report that was provided by our accountants available at the entrance. However, the 89-page complete document will be made available tomorrow on our website. Ce soir, la présentation du rapport financier pour 2024 est prévue. Elle est strictement un sommaire, soit un rapport de 7 pages préparé par nos comptables suite à leur vérification. À noter que le rapport de 89 pages serait disponible sur notre site web dès demain. Alors, pour procéder, est-ce que je peux avoir une proposition pour adopter l'ordre de jour? Chantal, are we all in favor? Julie?
Yes.
Danielle?
Oui.
Richard?
Oui.
And Jerry?
Oui.
Thank you.
Sorry. Qui okay. a proposé?
Chantal? Chantal. L'ordre de jour. Point d'information des conseillers. Chantal, do you have something to report tonight?
Oui, la journée de la fête du Canada, Canada Day. Cette année, c'est le 28, c'est un samedi, Saturday. Le 28 juin, il y aura une parade qui va partir du Golden Age jusqu'ici. Ensuite, comme tous les années, il va y avoir le feu d'artifice en fin de soirée, mais pendant la journée, il y a des jeux pour enfants, magiciens, bouncy castles, des jeux gonflables pour enfants. Donc, c'est une fête de famille, tout le monde est invité. Alors, à partir de 3 heures, le restaurant et le bar est ouvert.
Merci, Chantal. Daniel?
On a notre marché aux puces annuel au LRCC samedi qui s'en vient le 21, de 9h à 3h. Puis on va célébrer la fête du Canada à la fête du Canada le mardi, le 1er juillet, de 11h à 3h. Donc il va y avoir des activités pour les enfants, puis il va y avoir de la musique, puis un gâteau, puis des nourritures gratuites, là, des hot dogs, comme on fait tous les ans.
Merci. Période de questions, number 5, question period.
I just have a quick question about road closure. So I don't live on Harrington, but I'm off Harrington, so am I just going to show my address?
You're local. You're
local? Because they're saying that only if you live on Harrington, but that's...
Well, yeah, but if you're a street that is off of, in that sector, that's off of Harrington.
Okay, no, I'm not on that sector, but I'm the next. But if, like, to come tonight, I wasn't sure if it was open, but I checked your website.
Well, the evenings it's open.
Oh, every evening it's open?
Yeah, on finit à 6 heures de nuit le soir, c'est ça? 6 heures.
At 6. 6 heures. They start at 6 in the morning and they quit at 6 p.m. Okay.
So you're trapped until that time. No, if local people that are in that area are allowed to pass for sure.
Okay, so I'm just wondering because the Golden Age stuff was canceled for this, Rouge Valley.
Yes.
Everybody is kind of
local. Well, it's because that is not, they might be local, but everybody associated to it is not. And they didn't, the organizers, you have to take it up with them. They made a decision to close.
Okay. Okay. No, just because I find that you spend so much time doing all of the announcements and all the press conferences.
Yeah.
This would be the first one following all that.
Yeah, this would be the second, but what can I do? You know,
okay,
that's their decision. We Harrington itself is not responsible for their schedule.
She didn't think anyone would be allowed through.
She didn't think what?
Anyone would be allowed through to go.
I spoke with her yesterday.
Oh, okay. All right. No, it's just, I just find it a bit.
But it's their organization to make that decision. It's not up to us to make, no, really, no. Any other questions? Alors, on va continuer avec numéro 6, 6.1, séance ordinaire du 20 mai, for the meeting, regular meeting, 20th of May. Can I have a proposer to accept the minutes? Julie, are we all in favor? Chantal?
Oui.
Danielle?
Oui.
Richard?
Oui.
And Jerry?
Yes.
6.2, séance extraordinaire du 6 juin. Can I have a proposer to accept the minutes of the extraordinary? Danielle, all in favor? Chantal?
Oui.
Julie?
Yes.
Richard?
Oui.
And Jerry?
I wasn't there, so.
Oh, okay. Noted. Dépenses. Dépôt du rapport de dépenses autorisées par la direction générale. Ce mois-ci, nous avons quand même là, je ne vais pas le trouver parce que je le cherche. OK. Nous avons un grand. Is that not the door?
No, I think something in the sink.
A rat? Maybe a rat.
A rat? Oh my goodness. Rapport de dépenses autorisées pour l'administration générale, j'ai un total de 156,363.42, $156,366.42, of which outside of the usual regular items that we see, outstanding are items for the boat washing station, $4,332, culverts. Rivière Rouge PAVL program, $9,077. The skating rink work done by Gilbert Miller at $41,504.84. Boat washing signs for $9,258.36. Pavage Mont-Tremblant for the skating rink surface at Lost River Skating Rink, $32,391.91. Info logiciel regarding création d'une base de données pour les élections 2025, $4,455.30. Outside of major renovations at the LRCC. For the dépenses autorisées pour la voirie, we have a total of $90,821.90, of which the big ticket items are Pavage Mont-Tremblant for the paving of a portion of White Road, which was washed out in August of 2024, $30,981.10. Villemaire Pneus tires for the 10-wheeler, $7,890.28. And we have our liquid calcium for east side, west side roads that total between the invoices $37,500. Nous avons de plus 7.2, acceptation des comptes à payer et comptes payables pour le mois de mai. For the month of May, we have total bills of $389,016.34. Can I have a proposer? Danielle, all in favor? Chantal?
Oui.
Julie?
Yes.
Richard?
Oui.
And Jerry?
Oui.
7.3, c'était un dépôt de rapport financier pour le mois de mai qui a été déposé au conseil lors de notre caucus. 7.3 is the deposit of the financial statement for the month of May provided to council. 7.4, adoption of the financial report 2024 from our auditor. It is with pleasure that I present the highlights of the financial report and the report of the auditor for the municipality for the year 2024 in accordance with Articles 176.2.2 of the Municipal Code of Quebec. financial report and report of the independent auditor as at December 31st, 2024. First, for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2024, the revenues of the municipality amounted to $6,517,555, while the expenses amounted to $3,945,733, which led to a surplus of $2,571,822, taking into account the investment income debit of $2,732,913, the operating deficit for the fiscal year before reconciliation for tax purposes is $161,091. C'est avec plaisir que je vous présente les faits saillants du rapport financier et du rapport vérificateur pour la municipalité pour l'année 2024 conformément à l'article 176.2.2 du Code municipal du Québec. Tout d'abord, concernant l'exercice financier qui s'est terminé le 31 décembre 2024, les revenus de la municipalité se sont chiffrés à $6,517,555, alors que les charges s'élevaient à $3,945,733, ce qui nous a mené à un excédent de l'exercice de $2,561,882. En tenant compte des revenus d'investissement débiteurs de $2,732,913, le déficit de fonctionnement de l'exercice avant conciliation à des fins fiscales s'élève à $161,091. Once this reconciliation for tax purposes was carried out, we have a deficit of $118,636. At the end of the fiscal year 2024, the long-term debt for the municipality was at $2,744,900. As for the surplus of December 31st, 2024, the municipality ended the fiscal year 2024 with an unallocated operating surplus of $475,140 and an allocated operating surplus of $250,000. Une fois cette conciliation à des fins fiscales effectuée, nous obtenons un déficit de $118,636. À la fin de l'exercice 2024, la dette à long terme de la municipalité était de $2,744,900. Au niveau des excédents accumulés au 31 décembre 2024, la municipalité termine l'année financière 2024 avec un excédent de fonctionnement non affecté de $475,140 et un excédent de fonctionnement affecté de $250,000. The independent auditor, Gary P. Bussier, CPA Inc., has audited the financial statements of the municipality of the Township of Harrington. In their opinion, the financial statements present fairly in all material respects the financial position of the municipality of the Township of Harrington as at December 31st, 2024. As well as the results of the financial statement of its operation, changes in net financial assets, our net debt, and cash flows for the year then ended in accordance with Canadian public sector accounting standards. For more details, please consult the municipality's annual financial report for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2024, which will be available at the municipal office as well as on our website. L'auditeur indépendant Gary P. Bussier, CPA Incorporé, a effectué l'audit des états financiers de la municipalité du canton de Harrington. À leurs avis, les états financiers donnent dans tous leurs aspects significatifs une image fidèle de la situation financière de la municipalité du canton de Harrington au 31 décembre 2024. Ainsi que des résultats de ses activités, de la variation de ses actifs financiers nets, sa dette nette, et de ses flux de trésorerie pour l'exercice terminé à cette date, conformément aux normes comptables canadiennes pour le secteur public. Pour plus de détails, n'hésitez pas à consulter le rapport financier annuel de la municipalité pour l'exercice terminant le 31 décembre 2024, qui est disponible au bureau municipal ainsi que le site web de la municipalité. The main investments in 2024 were rehabilitation of Chemin de la Rivière Rouge, $2,997,113. Rehabilitation of Chemin Harrington, $124,407. Work following Storm Debbie, $304,080. Rehab of Community Center, $74,850. Purchase of an excavator, $363,965. Purchase of a water truck, $176,379. Principaux investissements en 2024, réfection du chemin de la Rivière Rouge, $2,997,113. Réfection du chemin Harrington, $124,470. Travaux à la suite de la tempête Debbie, $304,080. Réfection des centres communautaires, $74,850. Achat d'une excavatrice, $363,965. Achat d'un camion citerne, $176,379. Alors, est-ce que je pourrais avoir un proposeur pour accepter le rapport annuel au 31 décembre 2024? Chantal, are we all in favor? Julie?
Yes.
Danielle?
Oui.
Richard?
Oui.
And Jerry?
Oui.
Thank you. Dépenses incompressibles pour l'année 2025. Non-discretionary expenses for 2025. Non-discretionary expenses are lined up with items that we pay out on a continuous basis that will not show up in resolutions month by month. Est-ce que j'ai bien expliqué ça, Monsieur Deschênes?
Exactly.
C'est bien. Alors, ce qu'on voit, en gros, ce sont les sommes que vous n'avez pas des résolutions à chaque réunion. Quelles sont les sommes incompressibles pour 2025? Nous avons les salaires et avantages sociaux, salary and benefits. For the conseil, $164,033. Administration, $508,000. $15,539. Election, $12,750. Incendies, security, $75,608. Voirie, $386,866. Matériel résiduel, $130,280. Urbanisme, $247,057. Ça, c'est tout ce qui est salaire. Contracts, snow clearing, $455,705. Déneigement, c'est $455,705. Vérification comptable, $33,000. Counting audit, $33,000. Entente avec autre organisme, code part de la MRC, $359,459. For our portion of the MRC expenses, $359,459. Service de la police, that's the SQ, $310,666, $310,666. Waste management, $75,000. Il est également résolu d'autoriser les paiements de frais de téléphone, télécommunications, frais d'électricité, frais de poste et de transport, frais de déplacement, frais d'immatriculation ou autres frais, SAC, les cotisations des employés au régime de retraite particulier, remboursement à tout employé des dépenses payées et effectuées dans le cadre de leur travail et remboursement des prêts capital et intérêts. In addition to all those items mentioned, we also have phone and telecommunication, electricity, postage, travel, licensing for all our vehicles, all the payments made for our employees to their pension plans, And any employment, any reimbursement to our employees for expenses incurred in the line of their work, as well as the reimbursement of loans, capital, and interest. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposal pour Sam, Rick, Jerry? Are we all in favor? Richard?
Oui.
Danielle?
Oui.
Julie?
Yes.
And Chantal?
Oui.
7.6, radiation des taxes prescrites au égard du dossier de matricule 1985-77-0062 pour la totalité de la solde, du solde. Radiation of taxes relative to property matricule 1985-77-0062 for the total value of the debt of $61.58. Long story short, this was a debt on our books. The property was taken over by Revenue Canada, and we've written off the Revenue Canada, and we've written off the balance on the books at that time of transfer. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposal pour Chantal? Are we all in favor? Julie?
Yes.
Danielle?
Oui.
Richard?
Oui.
And Jerry?
Oui.
7.7, de vente par huissier d'une propriété pour impôt impayé, non, pour taxe impayée, hein,
où est-ce? Impôt foncier.
Impôt foncier. Impayé. So, 7.7, sale by bailiff for a property for unpaid taxes. We have matricule 2476-57-2275, 2476-68-80-36, 2477-70-8012, and touching lot numbers 6211-245, 6211-263, and 6211-270. I need a proposer to proceed with this request, asking for our lawyers, Prévost Fortin, to proceed. Jerry, are we all in favor? Chantal?
Oui.
Julie?
Yes.
Danielle?
Oui.
And Richard?
Oui.
7.8. Résolution de concordance relative à un emprunt par billet au montant de $1,658,800. Qui serait réalisé le 25 juin 2025. We have three loans that are coming up, three big loans, one being on the building, which is for $834,000. The second one being associated to Lac des Esclaves for $306,900. And the third one being for our snow removal truck for $520,900, we are proceeding to go out for bids for that. Those renewals, of which we are looking at having a payout of capital in the amount of 2026, $137,500, 2027, $143,100, 2028, $149,100, 2029, $155,200, 2030, $161,500 to be paid in 2030, leaving a balance to be renewed in 2030 of $912,400. Can I have a proposer to proceed to put that on the, to obtain the market price. Richard, all in favor? Jerry? Danielle?
Oui.
Julie?
Yes.
And Chantal?
Oui.
And 7.10 are two resolutions very similar in nature, of which we've been approached by the owner of a property where the municipality had a road right in the middle of the property. It's a road that is cadastered, but it's never been in use, and it's not intended to be in use, and Harrington has no intention of putting it, making another road. And the owners in question have submitted to Harrington a request to purchase said road that happens to fall right in the middle of their property. So 7.9 is a request by Mr. Dalton Brown relative to property, to which acquiring property 607020, which happens to fall into his properties 6068260 and 6310078. We looked at how we could work that, and the best process was to determine the square meters of the assiette that is to be covered in by our road, determine on the sides of the road, that same road, what the value of that taxpayer property, vacant property is, and simply divide, multiply one by the other. So in Mr. Brown's situation, he has a price of 0.62 cents a square meter. His total meters of that road base is 5,297 square meters. And so we are looking at a total price to take over that property of, do I have a total price here? Well, it's one times the other, that's what it is. And that plus notary fees, plus surveyor fees to be at his expense. And that proposal was proposed as a potential consideration to validate whether we proceed or not. And according to Mr. Brown, that would be appreciated. So that's what we're looking at adopting tonight. Can I have a proposer, Jerry? And all in favor, Chantal? Julie?
Yes.
Danielle?
Oui.
And Richard?
Oui.
7.10, same story, except this request is coming from a Mr. Robert Dewar, as you know very well, who generally sits at our table. Touching property, part lot 6310074 and lot 6433243. And that's what he owns, and our property in question is 6433243 and 6310074 as the road base that he's looking to acquire situated into, sitting in his property. In his case, the value associated is broken into two amounts. One that would be associated to 6433243, which would have a price of 0.33 cents per square meter. And secondary on lot 6310074 would have a value of 0.43 cents per square meter. The both together with Arpentard, with the surveyor's expenses and notary expenses to sell this property to Mr. Dewar. Can I have a proposer for that? Danielle, are we all in favor? Chantal?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Richard?
Oui.
And Jerry?
Oui.
7.11. I don't, so, okay, yes, 33 cents a square meter for lot number 643.
How big is it? You said the other one, you said the square amount.
6,004, okay, hold on a second. There's two separate calculations. One is a variable between 5,081 square meters for the entirety of lot 6433243, and for a value of 6,549 square meters. So, I'm going to repeat this. Pour une superficie, la municipalité vend une partie du lot 6310074 pour une superficie approximative variant entre 5000 et 8100 mètres carrés. Et de l'entière du lot 6433243 pour une superficie de 6549. Alors, pour le lot 6-43-32-43, c'est 32-33 sous du mètre carré. Pour le lot 6-31-0074, c'est 43 sous du mètre carré. Les deux, plus l'arpenteur pour les lots en question et les frais de notaire.
Vous avez dit 0.33 et 0.43, c'est
ça? Oui, 0.33 pour le premier puis 0.43 pour le deuxième. OK.
OK? Ben, c'est parce que vous avez dit 0.1 une fois puis après 33 et 43.
Mais il y a deux différents. OK, je répète, je le répète, je lis là. OK? Pour une la municipalité vend une partie du lot 6-31-0074 pour une superficie approximative variant entre 5000 et 8100 m2 et pour la totalité de 6-43-32-43, la superficie est 6549 m2. Il y a deux différents prix. Celui, le dernier, de 6549, il y a un montant fixe à 33 sous le mètre carré.
33 sous.
33 sous le mètre carré. Pardon?
0.33.
Vous avez dit
point, non, 33, 0.33. Oui, 0.33 dollars, si vous voulez. 0.33 dollars.
Dollars?
Ben, 0.33 est équivalent à 33 sous le kilomètre carré.
33 cents, c'est 33 cents. It's not 0.33 cents.
It's 33 cents a square meter and 43 cents a square meter. Not 0.433. 33 cents a square meter and 43 cents a square meter. Okay. Okay? That one is. Vous avez vos, le vote là-dessus déjà?
Oui.
Parfait. 7.11. Résolution afin de payer une créance greffant le matricule 2188-41-1692, lot 6068111, propriété de la municipalité. We went recently out for bids for a sale of a piece of property. We received bids of $65,000. And in order to proceed with the transfer of property, we have to settle a debt associated to Revenue Québec of $20,608.86. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur pour ce règlement? Merci pour le paiement, c'est-à-dire Richard. All in favor, Jerry? Daniel?
Oui.
Julie?
Yes.
And Chantal? Oui. Autorisation pour un don pour le centre communautaire Lost River pour célébrer le Fête du Canada. A donation proposal for Lost River, the Lost River Community Center for $800 for your Canada Day event. Can I have a proposer? Jerry, all in favor. Richard,
oui.
Daniel,
oui.
Julie,
yes.
And Chantal. 7.13, autorisation pour un don pour le centre communautaire Vallée de Harrington pour célébrer la Fête du Canada. We are looking at a donation of $1,000 for Harrington Valley Canada Day event. Can I have a proposer? Jerry, all in favor? Chantal?
Oui.
Julie?
Yes.
Danielle?
Oui.
Richard?
Oui.
Autorisation 7.14. Autorisation pour un don pour CAMAC, l'événement culturel dimanche en musique. Une demande de don de $400 a été soumise au conseil du canton de Harrington par CAMAC pour l'événement culturel dimanche en musique. Can I have a proposer for that? Danielle, all in favor? Chantal?
Oui.
Julie?
No.
No, okay. Richard?
Oui.
And Jerry?
No.
So we have denial vote in favor, so we have two no's.
Jerry said no,
and I said Julie.
And Julie.
What's the amount?
It's $400. Chantal, did you say yes?
I said yes.
Yes, okay. $400. À 8.1, adoption du règlement numéro 373 2025 concernant les limites de vitesse. We passed a bylaw last month, or we presented a bylaw last month, first project, and tonight we're looking at passing it. We are still studying the file, but in as much as the process is already started and the equipment in place, and we are still studying it, but for the time being, the bylaw 373-025 will be held in place until such time as it's changed. Can I have a proposal for that? Jerry, all in favor? Chantal?
Oui.
Julie? Yes. Danielle?
Oui.
And Richard?
Oui.
10, sécurité publique. This month we had 5 interventions by our fire department, total salaries $1,166.16. Ce mois-ci, mais en effet le mois de mai, nous avons eu 5 interventions incluant l'inspection des équipements pour une valeur totale de salaire de 1166.16. 10.1. Demande conjointe de subvention dans le cadre d'une étude portant sur l'optimisation des services de sécurité incendie de 4 municipalités avoisinantes, fonds, régions et ruralité. This is a coordinated effort to request a grant for a study relative to the optimizations of security services, fire department services for 4 municipalities all tied together. That was, falls under the grant for fonds et régions et ruralité qui est normalement
90%
de la sommaire, de la balance. On parle de 4 municipalités qui sont spécifiquement Brownsburg, Chatham, Grenville, Grenville-sur-la-Rouge et canton de Harrington. This is a request to proceed to the request for the grant.
Et puis, yeah.
Oui?
C'est 8 000 $ l'étude.
So, ça c'est, mais c'est sujet à une subvention,
yeah.
Qui veut dire qu'on a une possibilité de payer un quart de 800 $.
On a 8 090, environ $175.
Oh, OK. So can I have a proposal for Jerry, all in favor, Chantal, Julie,
yes.
Danielle,
oui.
And Michelle?
Oui.
Merci. OMS, urbanisme, sommaire des permis émis. On a débuté, on a fini le mois dernier avec 48 permis en suspens. On a reçu 19 nouvelles demandes. On a émis 11 permis, donc valeur totale relative à ces permis, c'est 163 000 points pour rénovation pour la totalité. 11.2, prolongation du mandat d'Urbacom pour les services de conseil en urbanisme pour la période jusqu'au 31 décembre. On a déjà passé le mois dernier les résolutions qui allaient jusqu'au 30 juin. Ce soir, on répète une résolution pour la période du 1er juillet 2025 au 31 décembre 2025 pour un montant de $80 de leur taxe en sus. This is to extend Mr. Jean Labelle's Urbacom contract that we had already passed last month for right up until June 30th. This will take it from July 1st to December 31st, 2025 at $94 an hour plus taxes. Can I have a proposer? Julie, all in favor? Chantal?
Oui.
Danielle?
Oui.
Richard?
Oui.
And Jerry?
Oui.
Là, on a une série de demandes de permis qui sont sujets au PIIA, le règlement qui protège certaines régions de notre territoire. Alors, je vais commencer avec 11.3, qui est une construction résidentielle sujet à PIIA-01. C'est la demande 2025-038 pour 21 chemins des Mohawks. 21 chemins des Mohawks, ils ont proposé une nouvelle construction. Je m'excuse. 21 chemins des Algonquins. Le propriétaire propose une nouvelle construction qui, selon suite à la vérification de notre CCU, confirme que ça implique un respect de tous les critères associés à notre PIIA et recommande une acceptation du conseil. Can I have a proposer to accept? Danielle, all in favor? Chantal?
Oui.
Julie?
Yes.
Richard?
Oui.
And Jeremy?
Yes.
Rénovation résidentielle PIIA 01. Alors, c'est 01, c'est haut de montagne. On parle d'une rénovation qui est située au 16 chemin des Micmac. En gros, c'est pour rajouter un balcon. Majoritairement, c'est rajouter le balcon. Et refait le toit. En gros, revisé par le CCU pour valider que tous les aspects sont conformes à notre règlement PIIA et recommande l'acceptation par le conseil. Can I have a proposer? Richard, all in favor? Jerry?
Yes.
Danielle?
Oui.
Julie?
Yes.
And Chantal?
Oui.
Rénovation résidentielle PIIA en 01, encore haut de montagne, celui-là, 81 chemin des Micmac. Elle, on parle d'une rénovation qui touche le toit et me semble un balcon. Non, juste le toit.
Des fenêtres?
C'est des fenêtres.
Des fenêtres? Oui, c'est ça. Exact. Accepté par le CCU vis-à-vis tous les le critère PIIA et recommandé au conseil d'une une acceptation. Can I have a proposer? Danielle, all in favor? Chantal?
Oui.
Julie?
Yes.
Richard?
Oui.
And Jerry?
Oui.
Rénovation résidentielle PIIA 02. 02, on parle du Valley de Harrington. Celui-là, adresse 486 chemin de Harrington. Et elle parle d'une rénovation quand même assez grande. Pourtant, avec un balcon qui aura une rampe pour handicap, modification à l'interne de la maison, prolongation du galerie à côté, vérifié par le CCU pour tous les points associés au PIIA touchant la vallée de Harrington et recommande l'acceptation au conseil. Can I have a proposal for that? Chantal, all in favor? Julie?
Yes.
Danielle?
Oui.
Richard?
Oui.
And Jerry?
Yes.
11.7, bâtiment accessoire, PIIA-01, 01, haut de montagne, 23 chemins du sommet de la vallée. Et pour celui-là, on parle d'un cabanon à être rajouté au terrain et avec une couleur qui serait identique à la maison. On dirait un cabanon prefab. Comment? Hein? C'est prefab. Alors, vérifié par notre CCU, all items conform to our bylaw regarding the valley and recommended for council to accept. Can I have a proposer for that, please? Danielle, all in favor? Chantal?
Oui.
Julie?
Yes.
Richard?
Oui.
And Jerry?
Oui.
Et finalement, 11.8, qui est un lotissement. Alors, c'est pas ni une construction, ni une rénovation, mais une modification du lot en spécifique où, en gros, le lot avait deux maisons sur le même lot. le point de la demande était pour le couper en deux, pour les deux propriétaires distinctes. Ça a été révisé par le CCU pour valider que tous les aspects associés à cette demande est conforme à notre PIIA 01, haut de montagne, et ça a été recommandé par le CCU pour une autorisation par le conseil. Can I have a proposer for that, Julie? All in favor, Chantal?
Oui.
Danielle?
Oui.
Richard?
Oui.
And Jerry?
Yes.
Thank you. Je pense que je suis rendue à période de questions. Est-ce que j'ai manqué une?
Il semble 8.1.
Quoi?
8.1.
Ben oui, je l'ai fait.
On n'a pas fait le.
Ben oui, je l'ai fait. C'est un avis de motion.
Oui, Jerry. Oui, c'est Jerry. Oui, d'accord.
Non, il n'y a pas de problème. Période de questions. Question period.
Is there a report on environmental health or recreation and culture?
No.
There's an update on all the stuff.
Sorry?
Update on all the things happening?
I don't have much update other than what I presented. All kinds of projects underway. Many road projects underway. All our projects are underway right now. So I don't have any additional update other than what you can find on our website. Yes, sir.
Good to see you again. Do we assume that these things have passed so quickly, they're things that you've looked at in more detail before amongst yourselves?
Yes.
Or
yes, absolutely.
Well, yes.
That's what you mean.
But by the law, you're required to put, you're required to pass them in a public meeting, is that the same?
Yeah.
That's a good clarification.
But we spend a day, usually the week before our meeting, we spend a full day reviewing our entire meeting. It's broken into two sections. We generally have what we're going to be presenting in a week's time and what we're going to be presenting in the following, so that we have questions and different aspects to be followed up. So there's that rotation every month. We can't do this like this without having that meeting first.
That's fine. That makes sense. One other, my last question, I guess, is you would appreciate it if you're sitting here and you hear all those numbers go by.
Yeah.
It's pretty tough to get
it is. It is. I would recommend it's really with the minutes. Once they produce the minutes from today's meeting, it'll be a lot easier to follow. It's all in print.
Yeah, I was wondering about the comment on it after.
Possibly.
One last little comment. Amiga Mob. Don't spell their name. I work with them regularly. They don't spell their First Nation name like that, and they don't say it like that. That's a very colonialist way of.
Which name is that?
Mi'kmaq. Mi'kmaq, as you call it.
Oh, yes. Well, it's because it's really not. I fully appreciate your background on that file, but it just so happens that's the way it's spelled. And if I said it differently, people would probably not know where we were talking. So.
With the exit poker, with all of it for your explanation.
Thank you. Autre question, yes, Holly?
So, like, for all these applications, like, the last time when we had the meeting at the other place, you showed all the pictures.
Yeah.
You can't do that here?
No, we don't have a screen, and really, we don't have an update other than what was showed up on that, but that document is available on our website.
All this before the meeting, before the class?
Oh, sorry?
Like all the, like he was questioning about, like all those numbers and all the exceptions.
Well, that'll all show up in your minutes. The minutes, it will be all, everything that I read off to you will be in the minutes.
Okay. No, I guess my question was, last week, Stephen, you showed all what you were going to do.
Yeah.
So that will be next week you'll show us, since it was approved this week?
It said, no.
No.
It'll be... As time goes on, when we have anything that changes from that PowerPoint presentation that we provided, if there's things that, but it's not, we're not anticipating doing that at every meeting.
Well, it's nice to see
what you're
doing. But we could provide an update. It's like, it's nice to see what you're driving around and you see all these things. And 11.3, the new building that they're going to put up, did the CCU look at that?
Yeah.
Or, oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You talked to the new house?
Yeah.
All the 11 points are all passed by CCU
first.
And all of them are the protectionist files. They're not derogations, so which are more complex. We have to look at them more in depth.
And then you go and make sure they conform?
Sorry?
Well, you approve.
Well, the whatever we approve, the inspector then follows up with an inspection after the project is completed, yeah.
My third question is the power. You didn't give an update on the towers, the third tower.
I have no updates right now. I'm expecting possibly by the next meeting. The whole process is quite a lengthy. I'm expecting hopefully by the next meeting to have some news. I have no news from right now. The consultation process is not complete. So
the consultation process is not complete.
Not complete, no. They have a process that has a timeline associated.
The consultation process does not include a public consultation.
No, it does not. Yeah, I believe you got that confirmation. Any question you have on it, really, you have the coordinates of that person. He's the best placed person.
I'm just bringing up a point. People are using the word consultation as... Well,
I didn't say public consultation.
Using the word consultation, saying, well, we will tell you what we decided. That's a form of consultation. That's not what a consultation is. Consultation involves back and forth.
I
don't really care, Mrs. Barr. I'm just making that.
I'm just responding to it, Mr. Filion.
I'm surprised that
consultation is between Videotron
and the owner. It's not a public consultation. We never said any mention of public consultation. The consultation is between Videotron and each individual person who filed a complaint or filed inquiries or wanted more information. They did that follow-up one by one to each owner. And we received afterwards the entire correspondence to validate that they've completed their task.
Okay, so we should get news soon.
I can't tell you. Once the consultation process is done, then I would imagine it'll be right after that. Will it be, don't forget, they have all the way until December 2026 to complete their mandate for the province of Quebec. Province of Quebec gave Videotron a mandate. They paid the money to do this process, etc. And they have it's a multi-year process, but the guidelines was the province of Quebec made it very clear their mandate has to be completed by December 31st, 2026.
Oh, it's 2026.
2026. That's right. So I'm not holding my breath right now.
If it's earlier.
If it's early, it's earlier. That's right. But we won't. Anyway, as soon as we do have news, we will definitely be mentioning it at our meeting, the first meeting right after it. Any other questions? Merci. Alors, est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur pour Jerry to propose to close? All in favor, Chantal, Josie, Danielle, and Richard. Thank you very much for showing. Merci, Luz.
Parce que jusqu'ici, il y avait le calcul, mais après, on va lui vendre ça, s'il achète ça, il va lui vendre. Si achète pour ça, on va
arrêter. Si achète pour ça, on va arrêter
ici, parce que tout ça ici, c'était là.
I do know, I have researched it, and
there's a...
there was even some that had more than one name or anyway, quite frankly. Oh no, I couldn't. Mi'kmaq I would know.
You think we're going to
change the names to that? I was really expecting at some point in the last 10, 20 years of being up there that somebody would come and say, you know, change those names either to Kwakwaka'wakw or to Tromelay and Richard and Duvet and whatnot. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
It's a good time for warmth to be aware.